Hi! Welcome to the Tita Project, a podcast with Din and Tita K, where we talk about the curiosities and concerns of the Titas of today. This is where we figure things out one chica at a time. Let's more than just survive, let's thrive. Don't forget to share us with your friends.
Hello everyone, I'm Tin.
I'm Tita K. Eclipse! Mercury retrograde. Sun, moon, and ascending signs.
Chiron
moon. Natal chart. What's that? Amongst our friends, these are commonly used terms, but for a vast majority of people, this may be the first time they are hearing about these terms beyond the more mainstream horoscopes and zodiac signs. But we're in luck because that's our topic for today, astrology and how it can help us gain a greater understanding of what's going on in our lives. Are you curious na? Let's go, MFO!
Game, let's start!
We are very lucky to have with us today the astrologer to the cool titos and titas of Manila, Bunny Caminade. It seems everyone who is serious about growth and gaining self-awareness has already gone to Bunny or is due for a reading. It comes as no surprise that he is sought after because his take on astrology is so in-depth and mindfully prepared. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Not to mention, his expertise in various modalities has given his clients a safe space to be seen, heard, and understood. Apart from being an intuitive astrologer, Bunny is a certified master of the Millennium Method, certified Gendai Reiki Ho Master, certified Level 2 reader of the Akashic Records, certified graduate of the Carl Jung Circle Center's certification program, certified graduate of Depth Institute of Asia's Kayamanan course, and a certified life coach. Welcome to the podcast, Bunny! So happy to have you! Thank you, naman, for making time!
Thank you, too, for having me!
We're so excited! I've been waiting for this episode, personally.
Oh, thank you. I hope I will do justice to your excitement.
Oh, of course. I know you will. So we always start our podcast with an origin story. How did you get into astrology, Reiki healing, and spirituality?
Okay. My journey started not with any of those things. So it began with an unspiritual journey. So I retired early in 2008 from corporate. And then I stumbled upon a self-help workshop, and that really helped me confront all my fears. So I was, during that time, it's 2008, unconscious. There was not much people talking about the unconscious, but basically they were doing that already. It was tough. And then I started to realize what a good manifestor I was. So I started to search on how I can make it more powerful. So it's all about greed. I just wanted to have more money, more popularity, the usual, more power. It was all that one. Okay.
Greed is good. Greed is so good.
Precisely. So there was another spirit. Then I was introduced to a spiritual group, which is now defunct. And then, my God, they were talking about things I don't understand. Gods and goddesses, holy Lord. I'm good with the Greek mythology, but who are these?
Sobrang dami na.
And they were so strange. Oh, pero tapos, like, they were always in a trance. I don't think I can do that. Like, they were talking to themselves and looking to the skies. They look crazy. And I don't understand the language. Okay, I don't understand the language. And then a friend who was an astrologer introduced me to the Healing House. So I started first with the Millennium Method. So Millennium Method is a card-based healing modality that uses the theory of quantum physics. So it goes straight to the very core of your essence, and it fixes everything, so fractal theories. And those times, I don't understand those things. So nga, the whole time during class. But go pala ng go! Because it was effective, okay? So I was doing that, and I had a business then, and it was getting more very successful. And I had this strong urge to do healing, but I was not very confident. And so I kept on telling Tina, the founder of the Healing House, I want to heal. That's every, I think, for the 6 years. Till 2018, or early 2017, December, I lost my business. As in, totally, I was unprepared. I had a little money. And then that money that I was able to save up, I opened another business wherein I had no prior experience. Of course, I was a bit naive, despite that I was already quite old. Then I experienced bankruptcy. So I totally lost all my money. Like, I went really to the pits of hell.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I had nothing to do. Then I said, can I heal? Because there's a free community healing every Tuesday. So that's where it started, the healing. So I would go there every Tuesday, do healing work, have clients. And 2019. And then the next year, pandemic hit. So I was practicing, basically, for like a year. But that gave me the confidence that I can do it. To think I've had so many classes. I am master of like this, master of like that. But still, it was not enough for me. So the doubt of the ability to, you know, do something that is not within my comfort zone was very strong. Although people were telling me, you're very good at this, you're very good at that, you're very intuitive. But still, we all need evidence, tangible evidence that, hey, something is really happening with my life. There's change. There's improvement. But I did not get that feedback yet because I was still very new. 2020, I created a miracle wherein I was able to shift my circumstances. So from zero money, I was able to sell a condominium unit that I was trying to dispose. But it was suddenly there was a buyer. And this is a funny story because for some strange reason, I already knew that my circumstances will shift in 2020. I don't know how I know it. I don't know why I'm very confident, but I just knew. And I told God, God, can you please advance na lang to me that good thing, that shift? Because I'm going home to Cebu. I gusto ko naman na when I go home to Cebu, I'm happy because the 2 Christmases, it was very unhappy for me. 2017, I lost my business. 2018, I was bankrupt. After a few weeks, the broker called. I have a serious buyer. And then I told God, before I will leave for Cebu, I should have the money. And the day before I left for Cebu, the buyer made a down payment. As in right before I left Cebu. Oh, holy Lord. What a miracle. So the miracle happened when one of the healers of the Healing House that I used to ride with going home told me, you know, you did everything physically. You tried to work, you tried to do like this, but nothing happened. So I think it's about time that you should just surrender and give it to God. And for someone who is very ambitious, who is so greedy, surrendering is never easy. It's easy to hear and say that to other people, but really surrendering in the truest sense of the word is very difficult because we really want to control. I want to control all the circumstances of my life because I want my life to be very predictable. Yeah. I just don't want to give it to someone, and especially someone I don't see, I don't hear. So that was the turning point, the surrender. I said total surrender. Okay, God, bahala ka na. I don't know what to do anymore. So I was living, you know, I was living on a day-to-day basis. Day-to-day basis. Moving forward to 2020, so pandemic, there was nothing to do. I had a little money. And then my astrologer, whom I used to go to for many, many years, offered classes online. So I enrolled because, yeah, it's a nice something. At least there's something to do while you're being in a lockdown, something to busy myself with. So I took the classes. And astrology actually is one of the most difficult things to understand. Why? Because astrology is about symbols. It's about abstract reasoning, trying to tie in everything together and make sense out of it. Okay, so I think there's a 10-session class. And I think the third or fourth session, I was already spacing out because I could not understand at all. And there were no visuals. It was all talking. It was a Zoom call. And for me, having visuals really helps because it makes things tangible for me. So what I did while listening to my teacher, I was playing Candy Crush. Wala na eh. I'm spaced out might as well. I paid for it already. I cannot back out. Sayang yung pera. So I was playing Candy Crush. Lo and behold, I was understanding things.
Ah.
I was getting it. And then it was like a year after that I understood why I was able to get it. Because when we are presented with something that is strange Greek to us and unknown, we cannot use something that is tangible and known, which is like our logical mind, to understand. Because it's not a match. Unknown, known, cannot match. So when I was playing Candy Crush, it was my intuitive mind that took over. Because my logical mind was busy trying to, you know, win in the Candy Crush. So it was very busy. So my intuitive mind kicked in, and then it was the one that started to understand it. And then there was a slow cascade of knowledge so that I can understand it logically. So hinay-hinay, kinakascade sa akin. But during that time, I didn't understand that what was happening. Because astrology is hard, so I didn't really use it. I didn't really consider it as something that I would want to use as a modality. And then I already had clients for healing using Millennium. And then I had clients wherein their issues are the same thing over and over and over again. And then as a healing practitioner, of course, my ego ako. Oh my God, am I that bad that I cannot heal this person? Am I that bad that, you know, nothing is happening? So medyo my pride kicked in also. And then I told myself, why don't I use astrology? Let's see what's there. Maybe it can explain something. So I did. So I asked the birth details. I ran the chart. And then I saw, this is the reason why this person is caught in a loop and cannot shift his or her circumstances. That's when I realized about Chiron, which is a soul-level wound. Okay? So that's how my journey in astrology started. It started in 2020. I studied. Late 2021 was when I really started applying it and started charging people. 2022 to 2023, I was getting more clients. And I created my own protocol. And then I think, I'm not quite sure, that I'm one of the very few who would write it down, the analysis, and send it to my clients.
May pa-report pa si Bonnie.
May report. Yes.
Very corporate.
Because, yeah, that's because that is my background. And then, that is how I ground my thoughts. Kasi I'm all over the place. If I don't write that down, good luck sa ating dalawa. Wala tayong hindi tayo makaintindihan, okay? Because I'll be all over the place also. So that helped me ground. And that helped me understand the relationship within the sun and the moon and the different planets and different houses. So slowly, the beauty about astrology, when I was doing, oh my God, ito palang sinasabi ng aming teacher sa Millennium. Ito palang sinasabi ng self-help workshop. After, like, imagine how many years, that was the only time everything started to sink in.
Wow. So all because of Candy Crush, you were able to quiet the mind.
Yes.
And you were able to go into, like, a place of stillness and peace. Si logical mind was busy and si intuitive mind was the one na receiving.
Yes. Ganun siya. So I was able to go into my unconscious. Because I just made my logical mind busy.
So you silence the logical mind that is always in charge nga naman. Hmm. Ah, so sige nga, magda-download nga ako ng Candy Crush. Baka ano? Baka
the diba? Weird.
Universe will speak to me.
Yun yung takeaway.
Kasi kapag meditation, magulo pa rin ang utak ko. What? Diba?
Trots.
Ang gulo. Parang, I go here, I go there, tapos kung sino-sinong naiisip ko. So I can never quiet my mind. So I need to distract it. Kaya pala, when I used to go to the gym, when I do elliptical, para akong in a trance. Because anything that I do repetitively, I go in a trance. So anything that you will do repetitively, you walk, you run, you do elliptical or any whatever that is mindless, that what we say. Actually, it's not mindless because your prefrontal cortex is trying to concentrate so that you will not meet an accident and to keep you safe. It's not mindless. That's when the intuitive mind kicks in. So that is, this is like for me, that this is my tip for people who cannot do meditation. Do something repetitive. You will go on a trance.
Right? Like, ano, like some people like to do knitting or even gardening. Something with your hands. It's very meditative.
Yes.
Can we talk about naysayers for a little bit?
Sure, so, go ahead.
So recently, Adam Grant made a reel on Instagram just to say that astrology is not scientific. And in the caption, he says to his followers to read astrophysicist. How do you say his name? Is it Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse Tyson, yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's book, Horoscope, which debunks astrological myths. So even with these naysayers, why do you think people gravitate towards astrology despite the scientists' arguments?
It's because of the unpredictability of life. We human beings would want to know how our lives will be in the next 5 years, 10 years, or even tomorrow. The predictability of life gives us a sense of security and safety.
Right. This also goes back to what we were talking about earlier, okay. The difficulty of surrendering. We cannot just surrender. Give me a little bit of explanation, please, diba? Like, give me a 5-year plan.
Give me a sign. Yun talaga. Give me a sign.
Yeah.
Astrology will really give you a sign. That's why astrology became a very predictive tool that has been used since the times of the Sumerians. Because it was Sumerians who created astrology or discovered astrology. And all the kings, all the rulers were using astrology. Even Jesus Christ was found by the three magi because they were astrologers. So we cannot really debunk. Even the special days of the year, like Easter or, you know, the Holy Week, does not have a specific date. It depends on the movement of the moon. So everything is based on astrology. It's just that people don't tell us about it. They say, diba, there's a meme or a quote from JP Morgan. Millionaires do not use astrology. Billionaires do.
Greed is good. Diba? Greed is my favorite. Greed is what makes the world go round.
That was in the movie. Ano yun? Vanity pala. Vanity is my favorite
Vanity
scene.
Vanity is my favorite scene.
There was under. So, astrology comes from the concept of as above, so below. It's a hermetic law. And then it's one of the 12 universal laws. And it falls under the law of correspondence. So everything mirrors each other. So everything that is happening up in the sky would reflect what is happening in our internal world. Can you just imagine our unconscious is a reflection of the stars and the planets and all the celestial bodies up there? So that's why I was telling my students, I had a class last weekend, when you master yourself, you master the universe.
Wow.
Yes,
goosebumps.
It is indeed. Because I am already like a proof that, oh my God, when I started understanding more of myself, I understood more about the secrets of the universe. Like things were now clearer for me. Now I can create my own predictability. Because I can see the patterns of my life.
Ayan, speaking of the patterns in your life. So I remember a lot of astrologers weighed in, parang Adam Grant, what are you talking about? Sabi niya, astrology is not just horoscopes and fortune telling. So yes, you mentioned the patterns in our life. Can you tell us more about that? How does astrology explain an individual's unconscious patterns?
I will not use astrology as an explanation, but I will use the way I understand how the universe works.
Okay.
Okay. I will use sacred geometry. Sacred geometry can explain the creation of the world, with starting with the two circles coming together, and this was Vesica Pisces. So creator energy got bored, so it created a circle, and then, oh my God, this is what it looks, this is how it feels from a circle all around me. These are my surroundings. So it was now able to see, because there was no comparison. So creator energy created another circle and another circle. And then it became different geometric patterns. That's why sacred geometry was very sacred, because once you understand what it's all about, you understand the universe. So what I'm trying to say here is the universe follows a certain pattern all the time. It's nothing is random. Nothing is by luck or by chance. The universe is always intentional. Why? Because what the universe does, or what creator energy, or God, or whatever you call him, whatever you believe in, wants to expand its consciousness. Why does it want to expand its consciousness? Because that's how the universe grows. When it learns something, it will apply and create new universes, new planets, new beings. Because right now, the universe knows everything, but 5 seconds from now, it does not know. So there is always a limitation to its knowledge. If we are to talk, there is time, okay? So it's all about the expansion. And the patterns, once you know the patterns of the universe, you can now see the predictability of your life. You can now see the predictability of the movements of the different celestial bodies. Like, how come we know that sun moves 365 degrees around the sun? Because it follows a pattern. How come we understand that today there's a lunar eclipse? Or there's, like for example, a comet? Because they all follow a pattern. It's just that some we cannot understand because the pattern is not within our conscious self yet. It's beyond our comprehension. So once you now open your mind and open to ideas that is outside your comfort zone, you will start to understand the universe. So science has always tried, but science is very exact. It measures everything. How can you measure an unknown? So you use tools that can comprehend the unknown, which is your unconscious. Okay, am I making sense? Well, anyway, so you cannot understand the unknown with something known.
Right, right. Just like what you said about when you were first dabbling into the classes during the pandemic, it was hard to process because it was very unknown. Yeah, it's the logical brain that is working.
Yeah. There was no tangible proof. And then one thing about the humanity. We always forget that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We forget the spiritual part.
Yes, we are just stardust. You're right.
We forget the spiritual part. We just say we are human beings.
We are souls in meat machines.
Yes,
we are
precisely. Precisely.
Let's shift on over to your astrology class for Healing House. I super love the title, Ang Teleserye ng Soul Journey Mo. I love it 100,000%. For the layman or average person who is interested in growing self-awareness, how important is it to understand the basics of astrology and how it impacts our life scripts or unconscious patterns?
Okay. So everything follows a pattern. Even your soul follows a pattern. Because the soul also wants to expand. It wants to grow. It wants to evolve. And consciousness is how it evolves. So how does the soul expand its consciousness? It wants to learn, understand. Insights, experiences, wisdom. So every time you learn something new, you're like feeding the soul with food. Okay, you're like feeding the... So it constantly, I'm expanding. Now, our soul journey revolves around self-worth issues, which is represented by Chiron. Why self-worth issues? Because the soul cannot reincarnate on Earth because it's a high-frequency being. Earth is one of the lowest in the whole entire cosmos in terms of frequency. So it cannot because it's a mismatch of energies. So what the soul does, I will create an imperfect version of me. Hence, you, me, Tin are the representatives of our souls. So for the soul to create us in the imperfection version of itself, it needs to take out a certain aspect, and that is self-worth. So our journey revolves around the patterns of understanding our value as a human being. So even if you are the richest, the most beautiful, the most popular, and daming self-worth issues pa rin.
May insecurity pa din.
Then look at the artistas. At saka,
yeah.
Diba? These are so, what's this? Insecure about their beauty. But for us, they are the most beautiful. Yet they are not. So we have all self-worth issues. So we follow a pattern. Now, once you understand the pattern, okay, the pattern now becomes, okay, the wounding now becomes an unconscious limiting belief. Once you understand your pattern, you are now able to articulate what is your unconscious limiting belief. When you now know what your unconscious limiting belief, you can now work on it. You can now make affirmations because you are wired in a certain way. Now you understand, ito pala yung programming ko. Ito pala yung pattern ko. So when I will understand, I can easily rewire myself. Because the brain is follows the plasticity. It's not like it's fixed. It constantly moves also. So I can rewire my brain. Once I understand the pattern that is dysfunctional, so I can make it functional. So affirmations will only work if you know what is, let's say, dysfunctional about you.
Right, right. If you set your intention right, like you can't set any random old intention. You need to know what it is exactly that you want to manifest or change.
Yes. That's the reason why a lot of people who are trying to manifest, like, I want 100 million. So they will do everything. Sasayaw na sila. Mag-burn ng mga incenses. Sa nabakmak na kandila. Kung ano-ano ang gagawin. Wala pa rin. Ang binibigay ng universe, 100 million, parang you are not, your body will tell your ego, 100 million, parang pang 5,000 ka lang eh. So 5,000 lang ibibigay sa'yo. Okay? So what is happening is your unconscious is sabotaging you. Because ako siya, ha? Sigurado ka? 100 million? You are not worthy. But you, when you understand that, I have a self-worth issue, and this is the articulation of my self-worth issue. When you work on that one, your own fear-based, your own ego, which is a low, your own ego, your own body, physical body, will not sabotage you anymore. We'll now agree, nga, we are worth 100 million.
So it has to be mind-body connection talaga.
Yes, correct. Mind-body spirit.
Because,
and the physical body is always the last want to know, I may change pala.
Si physical body, hey, what's going on?
Huli
sa balita.
It's confused.
Medyo slow siya.
Because our physical bodies always wants to be in the comfort zone. Because anything that is not familiar with, it will always sabotage.
Yeah, because that's how the physical body keeps our physical body safe. I will pick a familiar hell than rather expose myself to discomfort or change, even if that means self-improvement.
Correct. It's doing its job, but it's limiting you.
Right.
And the funny thing about human beings is that Our natural state is the unhealed state.
Ah, I love that line. Our natural state is the unhealed state. I love it. Susulat ko rin yan. Gusto ko yan. Gusto ko yan, Bonnie. Totoo.
Diba?
Kasi, that will keep us in business. Oh.
Correct. That's true. That's what I was telling people that, you know, right now, why do people keep coming back to you? Why do people get into the hospital? Because some of them, they don't know how it is to be healed. That's an unfamiliar territory. The body doesn't understand that it gets challenged. That the trigger yan, ano ba to? Anong bakit walang problema? Dapat may problema. Bakit dapat may problema ang katawan mo? Sige nga, wala. Pwede mag-create tayo ng problema.
Right, right. Like, I teach yin yoga. Tapos parang, di ba, parang hirap na, it's so hard to sit and meditate. It's so hard to sit and be still. It's like, it feels so unnatural or criminal even to sit without task, to sit without your phone, to sit without Candy Crush. Di ba parang, what is this feeling I'm feeling? It's wrong.
Yes.
So, si body, huli na naman si body sa balita.
Correct. Laging late sa pagbabasa ng memo. Na may change.
Sabi ni Spirit at ni Mind, hoy, mag-heal na tayo.
Correct.
I can't.
Si body, ano pa.
That's why you need to, affirm yourself all the time. You're good, you're great, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
So that it's the body who wants the evidence.
Aww.
It's not your mind.
The body wants
Because the body is a physical body. Mm. It is physical, tangible proof.
Mm.
The spirit and soul, matagal na. Alam na nila yan. Si body late.
Medyo dense and slow.
Correct.
Okay.
Kaya lagi mong, uy, ang gagaling mo. You're so good. Self-worth issue. That's why if no one is validating you, validate yourself.
Oh, I love it.
That's why I told my clients and myself, always celebrate. For you, it's a small win, but the body, it's something else.
Needs to know, yeah.
And we are very bad in celebrating our own selves.
I love that. No, I love that because it's true. We're always operating from a point of lack. I can do better. Sayang, next time, gagalingan ko. There's
Correct.
No, good job, me. Diba?
Yeah, Patrick. Walang ganyan. That's why people cannot sit still in doing yoga, doing poses. Nagmamadali kasi sayang ang oras. So, consciousness of lack, consciousness of poverty. Because we are used to, you have to work, you have to move, you have to move, you have to move. If you're not moving, you're not earning money.
Right.
So we don't know how to rest. We don't know how to pause and celebrate.
And celebrate doesn't necessarily have to mean magpalechon ka, di ba? Ilabas mo yung ano.
Wala, wag na ba? Oo.
Just
to... Cholesterol na yan, dai.
the body will also suffer.
Correct.
Bring out the Lipitor. No, but...
Correct.
Yeah, we don't know how to say, hey, good job, me, di ba? What's a... Ano ba yung self-pat on the back na yan? Important din yan.
Yes. Ang, you know where we're good at? Criticizing ourselves.
Yes, beating ourselves up.
We are such masters.
Mm. And is that human nature? Do you think that is human nature? Or is it cultural? Or?
It's natural for all human beings. Because when you are criticizing yourself, you are always in a defensive mode. Because the earth, remember, low frequency.
Mm.
There is always lack. Kasi if earth was high frequency... When you are hungry, just open your mouth. Dapat merong pagkain papasok. You have to work for it. During caveman time, you have to hunt. You have to, all these dinosaurs are so huge. You have to, during that time, you have to plant a tree. You know, you have to work for it. That's why it's low frequency. If it's high frequency, I'm hungry. I will open my mouth. I want money. I just manifest king money. So that's why we are always in defensive mode. We're always on a lack. Kasi kung once I think about it, wala pala ako dito. I don't have the money to buy the food or to buy the clothes or to go here or to enjoy myself. I have to work for it. That's why we are always challenging ourselves to be better. So better, better, better. Move ka lang, move. Push ka lang, push. If you do something wrong, you fail, You criticize yourself. You should have done this. You could have done more. You know, you're so stupid. So you're such a failure. You're such an A. Ganun, ganun. All of these things.
And there's no, like, there's no such thing as peace.
None. But,
right? Because kulang ka sa ganyan. Next time, galingan mo, okay? Oh, galingan, It's a vicious cycle.
It is. That's why we all go back to lack of self-worth. They just don't know if you are worthy. Okay, there's something beautiful. Our conscious mind is only 5% of our total consciousness. The unconscious is 90 to 95%.
Oh my gosh, and daming ano, unused.
it's not even the unconscious that, like, I don't know how to speak in Chinese. That is not in the unconscious. That's in the conscious. Because, you know, you don't know how to speak Chinese. The unconscious, I don't know that, I don't even know that, that I don't even know that. So we are all electromagnetic beings. We are magnets. We are huge magnets. We attract circumstances. We attract people that is of our frequency. Kaya sinasabi ko, kapag ang unconscious mo, ang programming, you are not worthy. Ang conscious mo, I am worthy 100 million. Sasabi ng conscious, talaga? Talaga? 100 million ka talaga? Kaya hindi ka kaya, 5,000 ka lang. So when you are aware of that programming, you can now work on yourself. So you do shadow work, individuation process, so all of these things. So once your heart, which is the unconscious, and the mind, which is conscious, are aligned, powerful manifestor.
Gusto ko yung ano, yung 1 million workshop, saan ba magsa-sign up? Saan pa pwede mag-sign up?
Alam mo, ano, during pandemic, walang ginagawa tayo. So I keep on watching YouTube. Joe Dispenza is a wonderful speaker. He talks about mind and body coherence. When your mind agrees with your heart and your heart agrees with your mind, you can do anything. You can manifest anything, especially if it's for your highest good. We are powerful creators. We can manifest. It's just that there is no tangible proof that assured ako na I can receive it. Okay? Because we have been programmed for several lifetimes that you have to work hard for it to come. I have a perfect example. Last week, I was in Cebu. I'm renovating part of our house. So, alam mo naman, if you are constructing something, money is like water. It just flows out.
Oh my gosh, true that. Oh my gosh,
so,
yeah.
Ang bakla, naubusan ng datong. May babayaran ako.
Nako.
Kasi what I expect, the money was expecting, it was not coming in. Oh, holy Lord. So I texted my friend, just in case the money will not come in, can I borrow money? Sure, just tell me when. Okay, let's wait. An hour or two after, a friend texts me, hey, I owe you money, I'll pay you now. That is the debt that I even forgot because it happened years and years and years and years ago.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And the amount of money that this person paid me was more than what I needed to pay for the bill that I needed to pay.
Oh, wow. So ano, magpapautang na tayo? Yan ba yung ano, takeaway dito?
Hindi. Believe. Kasi during that time, parang my ano was, my ego was telling me, my fear-based ego, mangutang ka na, walang papasok talaga, mangutang ka na. Mm. But my higher mind was like, ano, wait ka lang, may papasok. Hindi ko alam kung paano.
Surrender.
Oh. I don't even know where it will be coming from, how it will come, but just I know there's money coming in. Just like how I knew that my 2020 will be very good. I just know.
Like a gut feeling, like in your heart, in your mind. Wow, that's amazing, Bunny. I love that.
Yeah. We all have that.
And Bun, because you've also done a lot of ano, studying, di ba? You do millennium.
Yeah.
So parang the knowing is there, like the trust is there.
But we all have that gift.
Intuitive.
Okay. We all have that ability to know. The gift that knowing ability. Ang kulang lang trust. Even I do not trust myself until now. But malakas.
Marami akong kakilala.
Marami kang kakilala?
I was going to say, marami akong kilalang ano, puro knowing. Alam nila lahat. No, just kidding.
Yes.
That's a different kind of knowing.
Trying to prove them. Trying to prove myself to everyone that I'm intelligent na knowing. So, ganun siya. So, you just trust, but you don't know where, how it will happen. That's manifesting.
Ang galing.
Talaga? Oh my God. So, totoo na naman yung mga fini-feel-feel ko.
Yeah, your superpowers. So, trust your instincts.
Diba? My superpowers.
Your, yeah, know that your superpowers will kick in.
But, yeah, but still, that there is a part of us, no matter how evolved you are, how high your consciousness is, there is still a part of us that still doubts. And I respect that one. And I acknowledge it.
I think doubt is there also to, I guess that's our human selves, keeping us safe, right? It's,
yeah.
It's that's what our brain is designed to do, diba? To spot danger. So doubt is always part of the human defense mechanism.
Part of our limbic system, fight, flight, fight or fawn. So we are built to really survive. And our survival is based on fear. While spirituality, true spirituality, thriving, not surviving, is based on trust. And that's two polar opposites.
Oh,
it's based
so
on
nice.
Trust. Remember, your soul created this pattern, this life pattern. Astrology is the reflection of your soul plan based on the law of correspondence, hence the relationship between you and the stars and the planets. Because you are part of the universe. So when you understand using astrology as a tool to know what your soul purpose is, what you're here for, what lessons you need to learn, then life will not be as scary or as dangerous or unsafe. So I always tell them, it's like knowing who you are, what your patterns are, what your soul purpose is, who you were, what your dysfunctional patterns are in your past lifetimes, it's like you're preparing yourself to really live a life that is abundant, successful, happy, fulfilling. So what you do is because you understand that there will be blocks and issues coming in, so para kang, alam mo may bagyo, mag-prepare ka.
Mag-ready ka na. Okay,
ready ka na. Okay. Bumili ka na ng pagkain.
Batteries, mo na yung flashlight.
Your roof. So when it comes, you will not be as devastated as everyone else didn't prepare. You will still experience the storm. But you are safe because you prepared.
Ganda.
So, yun ang ginagawa nila before. So, naging abused ang astrology na. Even kings before, not even astrology, they would even, use the powers of yung high priestess, yung mga oracles. Because they want to understand. Because they knew then, our ancient ancestors knew how important that spiritual part of life is. Because there's always that part of life that cannot be controlled. That cannot be, or they already knew that there is a pattern that they still do not understand as human beings. But these people are connected to the spiritual world or the divine world. No. So that's why they consult. But we all have the ability to connect with our higher self, with our spiritual self, and understand through gut feel, through intuition, what is going to happen to us in the near future or what we are supposed to do. Kaya, Tin, I taught that superpower class because this is my way of telling everyone that, hey, we all have superpowers. You didn't even know that you're already using it. So I'm now telling you, you have one, you have clear cognizance, you already know, you have clear sentience, so you can feel. So all of these things are already in us. You just need to harness it. And a lot of us do not harness it because walang evidence. Eh, may kutob ako eh. Eh kung, kapag if you have a boss, parang siya, boss, kutob ko maging successful tayo. And your boss, eh, so paano? Ah, basta lang, feel ko lang.
Yeah, o paano? How do you operationalize your gut feel?
How do you ground it now? We don't know how to ground it. Kasi hindi pwede sa corporate world, feel ko lang.
Eh, feel ko lang eh. Oh, sino? Si Alice Dixon. I can feel it.
Corax.
So, Bunny, if you were to give advice to someone interested in healing and deepening their connection to the spirit, what would that be? Mm. Sign up in Bunny's workshop.
Not only that, okay? Plus, you do, it is quite difficult for a lot of people because they're not brave enough to do it. Do shadow work.
Right, right. Shadow.
So the shadows are those parts of us that we suppress, that we hide from society because they are not socially acceptable. The reason why we do not want for society to realize that, hey, I'm different or I am doing something that is against the social expectations or norms, because we want to belong.
Yes, belonging is a need, a human need.
Very strong. If you are different, if you do not be the model citizen or the part that person who is not aligned to the thinking, to the ways of the group, you'll be rejected. You'll be ostracized. Hence, self-worth issue again, because I'm being abandoned. So we try to fit in all the time. That's what I'm trying to say. So our authentic self is suppressed in the shadows. And then there are several ages wherein the planets would trigger an individuation process. An individuation process is when you are triggered by external circumstances for your authentic self to surface. So you will experience a lot of situations wherein, like my case, when I turned 49, that's when Chiron returns, that's Soul Leavenwood. I experienced it. That's the lack of money, which for me, money is respect, power. Tinanggal yun. So we are always presented with our worst fears because we need to be stripped raw down to our very essence so that you will now try your very... So sino na ako ngayon kapag wala akong pera? Sino na ako yung parang walang power? That's why it's an individuation. What is your true individuality? When all of these vestiges of who I think I am based on social norms is stripped off.
I'm so scared. That's so scary. Oh my God, Bunny. I'm so scared. I don't want to.
That's why it's scary. Not everyone. Because this is my sole purpose. Do healing work, helping other people. But I was not doing that in the first 49 years of my life. Because I was obsessed with getting rich, more power, more influence. That's just stripped off. Talagang tinulak ako sa bangin. O bakla, dun ka. Kasi ang tagas ng ulo mo eh. May mga signs and symptoms na hindi mo pinapakinggan.
Pwede ba mag-skip ng ano, individuation? What if ano?
Yes, you can. That's why you have to slowly... So know astrology. So that you will know what your soul purpose is. And who you are. What your wounding is. Know the pattern. Then you can slowly work on yourself. So when the storm comes again, when you are 29, when Saturn returns, 49, when Chiron returns, 39 is also a very, ending in nine is a very transformative age, you're prepared. Mm-hmm. Ginawa mo ng lahat ng groundwork. So when those ages happen, medyo okay ka na. Mm-hmm. Konting bump and ganun lang ang nangyari. Ay, yan din ang konti ang mundo ko para nag-earthquake. Yeah. Hindi na talaga nagumuguho ang buong building.
Kinabahan ako sa individuation. Oh my gosh!
No, we all go through it.
Yes, we do. I agree. Life is life, yeah.
And it's good to know that we are, diba? Versus parang, oh my God, what's happening to my life? Versus, okay, I gotta get ready for this.
Can you just imagine that 14 when I was 14? What is happening? Everything is falling apart. I was blaming God. Can you just imagine my old office was in Quezon City? Anong pangalan yan? Timog. So I would drive here in Mandaluyong. The whole stretch, because I was caught in traffic, I was cussing at God. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you allow this? Talagang lahat. Kasi alam ko naman, God doesn't have ego eh. So hindi siya hurt. Gusto ko nang matabas ang anger ko. Na how dare you? But I did not ask myself, why, if God allowed this, and you also allowed this, I also allowed this to happen, so anong lesson dito? So now, you say shadow work is scary, which I also said shadow is scary. So this is what you do. If there is something that triggers you, something happens to your life, may issue, may problema, you ask yourself, what's the lesson here? Instead of magdrama tayo, okay lang yung magdrama ka. Sige, one day, I will allot this day to drama.
Yeah.
The next day, I will ask myself, I will ground myself. So what's the lesson here?
Yes.
Because
yes,
everything that is happening to us carries a lesson. Remember, the universe is intentional. Because that issue means that there is something you're unconscious that is trying, that is making kalabit to you na, hoy, pansinin mo ako, masyado mo akong dinidedma. Kung hindi, magwawala ako dito, magtatantrums mm-hmm. ako. Watch out ka. Ganon sila. That's why we have all inner child issues.
Right. So right.
This is your inner child trying to, oh my God, oh, look at me.
Mo.
Pansinin mo ako. Nagwawala kapag hindi. Nagtatantrums. That's why I was berating God from Ibog to Mandaluyong. Mag like mga 1 hour na. Because I was hurt.
God can take it. Yeah.
Yeah, God can take this. I was hurt. Because my greatest wound is being betrayed. Can you imagine I'm betrayed by my own creator? That's painful. Kasi feeling ko binabayaan ako. Kasi before, manifest. Everything comes. Biglang, no matter what I do, walang nangyayari. During that time, I would go to lahat ng templo. Temple had this like Buddhist, Hindu. And then, iikotin ng namin ng friend ko yan. Churches, tala lahat. Searching for answers. Searching for help. Because for me, the worst thing that can happen to a person is when the person loses hope. That's why I cannot blame people killing themselves. When you lose hope, you lose everything. When there is hope, you can still shift your life.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm trying to help to do. I will give you hope. I had one client. Is it always the time? Like, you know, everything you say is always like, you know, positive. Because I look at the other side of the situation. Because the Earth is a planet of duality. If there's dark, there's light. Why should I dwell in the dark? The dark is just a symptom. Now I go to the root cause because this is what you're supposed to learn. Because this is who you should become. So duality. That's why when you go through something, ask yourself, what's the lesson here? Because once you understand the lesson, the circumstance that has been bothering you, keeping you down, will stop. Kasi tapos na ang lesson, tapos na ang class. Learn mo na siya. So sunod na naman na subject matter.
Another test.
Oo. So that's how life is. Because Earth is a school of mastery. Hindi siya kindergarten school. This is the school of mastery. That's why we're here to learn. And we're such brave souls to go through the human life because this is the toughest planet, they say. This is now very tough. But we are going through a major evolution now. There's a mass individuation process happening right now. Why do you think there was COVID?
Right, everyone was stripped of all that they knew, of the life that they knew.
Can you just imagine COVID, we're in lockdown and there was nothing bothering your attention. You cannot escape. So it was you and your mind. That's why there's a lot of mental health issues happening now. They cannot take who they are because they hate what they see, what they sense, what they know about themselves. Now I'm distractions. Walang beating, walang chikahan, walang party, walang deadline.
Walang deadline. Oo, sa bahay ka lang.
Tama, because nawala yung distractions eh.
So that was a huge game changer.
And for you, diba, that's when you discovered your superpower.
That's when I understood na may superpower pala talaga. Ah, meron pala talaga ako. Totoo pala yung mga sinasabi nila.
Nag-meet na si mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
Love it. O, Tita Kay, baka we can ask Bunny where to...
Yeah,
ano.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bunny, where can our listeners find you? Online and... where they can book a session or attend your seminars?
They can reach me through my Instagram. So it's Bunny Saging. So it's BUNNYSAGING. I do my workshops at the Healing House in Poblacion, Makati. So Healing House also has a lot of wonderful healers who you can go to. We have different modalities.
So find what resonates.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you are on this journey. I wish you so much love and light, and please continue to give hope to those that feel short of hope. that indeed is something that is, well, it's not very abundant. So
yeah,
keep doing the good work, Bunny. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bunny. Talaga. I mean, ako, I've attended Bunny's workshops and I've booked a natal chart reading. And talagang for me, it's the gift that keeps on giving kasi it really helps with my, you know, self-awareness. And sometimes I listen and I mean, I go back to the notes that Bunny made and parang I have another understanding of the situation. Mm. Parang, ba't hindi ko ito napansin nun? So it's really, wow. Parang...
So, Tim, that means you're going deeper into your unconscious.
Ay, oo. May dumidig deep. Oo. Going within. O sige, ako na magbubok.
Nagsha-shadow work ka na hindi mo alam.
Ay! Shumashadow work na si Tim!
Ay, hindi ko alam yun. Oo, pero... Oo, kasi magpa-49 na ako.
Correct! Nagsha-shadow na hindi mo alam. So when you read it and then there's new understanding, so there's an expansion of consciousness.
Expansion of consciousness.
Wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Oh, kasi parang hindi ko to napansin noon, but now I understand it fully. Parang gets ko na siya and parang I'm grateful that I have this parang manual of my life.
That's why I write it down because during the session there's so much information overload.
Thank you so much, Bunny. Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much, Bunny.
Thank you too. Thank you for this opportunity.
MFO.
Yes, Tita K.
Parang nayanig yung aking brains and ang aking mind and ang aking spirit.
Ang universe. Nayanig ang universe.
What's going on? Well, yes, admittedly, I'm not... Only because I am not knowledgeable, so I never really dabbled in astrology anything or horoscope anything. And the only reason I am iffy is because I don't have information. But towards the end, I kind of get it. I kind of appreciate the fact that Bunny is in the business of hope. He is giving another avenue for the exploration of the self, right? It's still, at the end of it all, a journey into self-awareness. Yes. When you can understand yourself better. You can understand where your decisions are coming from, where your mood swings are coming from, perhaps only if it's not hormonal. Maybe you can recognize the patterns in your life. Diba? I mean, it's still self-awareness. And I do like that he is giving hope to those that need hope. And it's true nga naman, no? People surrender. Even I was, in the previous episode, I was telling you na, in my class, I never use the word surrender in yoga. Mm-hmm. Like, surrender into the mat or surrender into the pose. I don't know what my beef is with the word surrender.
Your trigger, bakit triggering?
Maybe nga, but maybe, I know, I just don't want to explore it. Basta ayoko gamitin yung word na yun. And it's true. And because of that difficulty nga of surrendering, astrology gives you kind of like a plan to make you feel safe. In a way, this still also helps you regulate your nervous system because of the uncertainty of life. Oh my gosh, ano ba? Bakit ba nangyayari to? Diba? Bigyan mo ako ng plan, ng map. Okay, I get it. Okay, now I see my patterns. Diba? So, yes, nervous system regulation, you've got me. I like that. I dig that. That's my jam.
Yeah, ang galing, yeah. I've never looked at astrology from that perspective. So yeah, that was a very good parang ano, mindset shift for me na parang wow, oo nga, if you think about it, it's like, you know, your intuitive mind and your logical mind parang melding and suddenly you have this parang awareness of your own superpower. And yeah, parang for me ang dami rin yung sinabi about like how we are so tough on ourselves. And that really stems nga pala from the self-worth issue that we all are born with. So it's not like, diba, some people have this parang sense of confidence that everyone thinks, oh wow, puti pa siya. But in reality, even the most confident person really has, in a way, diba, a self-worth issue talaga na we all just have to dig at and expose so that we can shine light on it and then, yun, create our own script away from right. what we've
rewrite
been
rewrite the script. Yeah.
I like that, the rewriting the script. Kasi, yeah, I think astrology is something na most people don't go straight to, diba? Parang, okay, you pray, you ganyan. But I feel like if it adds to your self-awareness, it's an extra tool that will help us make sense of what's happening in our lives. And tama si Bunny. It's like, you know there's a storm coming, rather than magulat ka na lang na, oh my God, there's a storm. You know that it's coming and I'm gonna prepare for it para at least instead of the bagyo taking away my roof. It's really just, I'm okay, I have my snacks, I have the flashlight, I have everything I need to be cozy.
I charge my batteries and let's wait for the storm to come. And the storms are part of the human experience. Yeah. We will never be without storm. Kung wala ka pang storm, cool ka lang dyan, darating din yan. I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you. And yes, it is a tool. It's an additional tool. Okay, I appreciate that now. Who are we to say?
Yeah, anything that helps us. Diba?
Anything that helps you, yeah.
That gives us hope. Tama, it's really about hanging on to hope despite the turbulence, despite the tough times.
Nice.
And yeah, we all go through it, diba? So, might as well be prepared for
so,
it.
Sandali. So, saan mo nakilala si Bonnie? Kailan ka nagpa-reading? Ano sinabi niya? Ah, dami! Parang okay, na-curious na
so,
ako.
It's so funny because I didn't know about Bunny. But for some reason, three of my friends all started talking about Bunny at the same time. Like, oh, I just had a session with Bunny. And then another friend says, oh, si Bunny. So, sino si Bunny?
Who's Bunny?
Why are you all going to Bunny? And then, so I think it's a sign. I should contact Bunny. And then I had a client, huh? I was doing a session with my client. And she also went to Bunny. I was like, why is Bunny popping up in my universe? Like three different people from different diba, places all talking about Bunny. And these people don't know each other. So parang, wow. Ah. I think it's the world, the universe telling me, you gotta contact Bunny now.
So if that's not a sign, diba, that's a sign right there.
Yeah, yung parang, ito, parang, hoy, tumingin ka na, gawin mo na.
Okay, okay. Yeah, and this so, has allowed you to, what, like self-reflect even more? Or
and
to...
so, yeah. So parang, I was like, okay, I'm curious, what's this natal chart reading all about? And oh my God, I was mind blown. I was like, oh my God, why does he know me so well?
Wait, okay. So, astrology versus human design. Ah.
They're ano, complementary. Parang they explain why this thing is, parang it reinforces each other. It explains why this report said what it did. Parang talagang parang, now you see that, okay, these are two different things, but why are they telling me the same thing? There must be something here.
There must be something here. Mm,
diba? Parang, so yeah, so that's why I was saying that the report that Bunny sent me, parang siyang life manual. Like parang, oh my God, why is this happening to me? And then I read it and like, oh, that's why.
So is this, does this mean that you're on the road to being a billionaire?
Ay! JP Morgan, watch out.
Watch out. Move over, JP.
CD's in the house.
So, titas, don't forget that greed is good. Sabi nga ni Bunny, there is nothing really inherently evil. So, yeah. I guess I can show my true colors. There's no good or bad.
Show your shadow self.
So, if you would like an additional tool, do give Bunny a follow. He is Bunny Sagging on Instagram. You can find him in the Healing House, at the Healing House. Just explore. Keep on exploring.
And be curious.
Always stay curious. Yeah, stay curious. Awesome, awesome. Galeng, galeng. Thank you for hanging out with us, titas. Let's do this again next time. Don't forget to follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. This has been the Tita Project with Din and Tita K.
Let's chica soon.